My subject this morning is the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my text is taken from Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Now listen to the text. Jesus Christ is before all things, and by Jesus Christ all things are made. And Jesus Christ is the head of the body, the church. And that one true church of our Lord Jesus Christ is made up of the elect of God. Every sheep, every believer, of every generation, from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation on the earth, are all one in Jesus Christ. As God formed Eve, our mother Eve, from the first Adam, so God formed the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He formed him out of the second Adam, our Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ is the firstborn from the dead, that in all things Christ might have the preeminence. Yes, Jesus Christ was made flesh and dwelt among us. And God suffered for sin. God in Christ suffered for sin to bring us to God. And Christ arose from the dead to give us eternal life. And because He lives, we shall live also. All of this is the will of God and the purpose of God, that in all things, Jesus Christ might have the preeminence. In sonship, no one is a son like the only begotten Son. In election, He, Christ, is God's elect, and we are chosen in Him. In the covenant of grace, Jesus Christ is the surety, the mediator, and the messenger of the covenant. And in redemption, He thought it, He wrought it, and He bought it. And in eternal life, He quickeneth whom He will. In death and resurrection, our Lord conquered death. He conquered death, hell, and the grave, because He shall have all preeminence. One of the old Puritans wrote this: the royal bath of mercy was drawn from the veins of the Son of God, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Lord, now indeed I find Thy power and Thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Nothing good have I, whereby Thy grace to claim. I wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Hear me now. Hear me. Jesus Christ is the head of the body, the church. Jesus Christ is the first begotten of the dead. Why? That in all things He might have the preeminence. What is this preeminence that Christ has? Well, I'll tell you. First of all, He has the preeminence in God's affection, in God's love. Lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Christ has all preeminence in the Father's love. The Father in heaven loveth the Son, and He has given all things into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing is able to separate His people from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord Jesus has all preeminence in the Father's love. And then secondly, Jesus Christ has all the preeminence in power and in authority. That's right, He has all power. Listen to Matthew 28. Jesus came and spake to the disciples, saying, "All power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. You go, therefore, and preach the gospel to every creature." in John 17. The Father said, "Thou hast given me power over all flesh, that I should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given me." And Hebrews 2 says, "The Father hath put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ." God the Father left nothing that is not under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet, what is this preeminence? Christ Jesus has preeminence in the Father's love, in the Father's power and an authority, and in the worship of God. When the Heavenly Father bringeth in the first begotten into the world, the Heavenly Father said, listen, let all the angels of God worship Christ. Let all the angels of God worship Christ. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb, John wrote in the book of Revelation. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all power, riches, wisdom, honor, glory, and blessing. And every creature in heaven, on earth, and under the earth heard I saying, honor and glory be unto the Christ, the Lamb of God. And all fell down and worshiped Jesus Christ, who lives forever. Here's the command. Listen to it. The Apostle John, on the Isle of Patmos, fell down before the angel of God to worship that angel. And the angel said, "Don't do it. Don't do it. See that you do it not. Worship God. Worship God." And then the angel cried with a loud voice, "Fear God. Give glory to God. For the hour is come of his judgment. So worship God that made the heaven and the earth and the seas and the fountains of all waters." Yes, Jesus Christ shall have, does have, will have all preeminence. What's that second part? Well, listen. Why? Why should the Lord Jesus Christ have all this preeminence, authority, and power? I tell you, listen to me now. Why should the Lord Jesus Christ have all power, all preeminence in all things? Number one, because it pleased the Father. Because it pleased the Father. The Scripture says, "For it pleased the Father that in Christ should all fullness, power, authority, worship dwell in Christ." Philippians 2 declares, "God Almighty hath highly exalted Jesus Christ and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God Almighty." Christ shall have all preeminence because it pleased the Father. And Christ shall have all preeminence because he created the world. He bought the world. He redeemed it with his own blood. Listen to what the Heavenly Father said. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. God hath visited and redeemed his people from their sins." Galatians 3. "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us." Listen to John in Revelation. "O Lord, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, for thou wast slain. Thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people on the earth." Our Lord Jesus Christ shall have, should have, will have all preeminence. For by himself he purged our sins. He walked the winepress alone. He took on him the forces of evil. He took on him the wrath of God. He took on him all our sins, and they're paid for by his precious blood. One of the old Puritans, one of these old writers who wrote years and years and years ago, said this: "The banquet of mercy, The banquet of mercy is prepared and served by one host, and that is the Lord of mercy, the Lord of grace, the Lord of goodness, the Lord of salvation. And then he said this, the royal bath of mercy, the blood of cleansing, was drawn from the veins of the Son of God. No blood of martyrs, no blood of prophets, no blood of noble confessors has entered that stream. What can wash away my sins? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. What? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And for my cleansing, this is all my plea. Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In closing, this message on the preeminence of Jesus Christ, I ask this question of you listening to my voice. Have you bowed to Christ? Does the Lord Jesus Christ have all preeminence in your heart? Answer that question. I can tell you this. A person who loves the Lord Jesus is overwhelmed by the grace of his Lord. Oh, the grace, the love, the mercy that God has given us to redeem us in our Lord Jesus Christ. He redeemed our souls by the blood of Christ. A person who loves Christ is not only overwhelmed by the grace of his Lord, but he's overwhelmed by the greatness, the wisdom, and the power of our Lord. Our Lord was made flesh and dwelt among us. Our Lord obeyed the Father in all things for us. He took our sins in his body on the tree and paid all the debt we owed. He arose from the grave, the firstborn of the dead, and he now sits at the right hand of the Father on high, interceding for us. A person who loves the Lord Jesus is overwhelmed by his grace, overwhelmed by his greatness, and overwhelmed by the certainty of his love. My sheep, Christ said, hear my voice. My sheep follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, for they shall be one fold and one shepherd. When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty, not my own, when I see the Lord Jesus as thou art, when I love thee with an unsinning heart, then, Lord, shall I fully know, and not till then, how much I owe. Chosen, not for good in me, wakened up from wrath to flee, hidden in the Savior's side, by his Spirit sanctified. Teach me, Lord, on earth to show, by my love, how much I owe. Often I walk beneath the cloud, dark as midnight's gloomy shroud, but when fear is at its height, my Savior comes, and all is light. Blessed Savior, help me to show on this earth how much I owe the preeminence of Christ. Join us next Lord's Day at this same time. Until then, may God bless you, everyone.